Grief in Iran has broken into anger. People shouted, "Death to the dictator," a reference to Iran's supreme leader, Ayatollah Ali Khamenei. Protests initially erupted on Saturday after Iran admitted to firing missiles by mistake at the Ukrainian plane that crashed near Tehran and killed 176 people. The admission came a few days after the regime denied any involvement. It's clear that Iranians have complicated feelings toward the regime. For Hamid, he sees these protests as playing a bigger role in his country's future, and he says that the regime can't block the unrest for long. This Iranian protester, whose name we're not using to protect her identity, says it's not the first time the regime has lied to its people.
It's about 43 years that they are lying to us, and people are still suspicious about if still are they telling the truth. They start to beat us, and when we start to have slogans, they start to bombard us on fire. A woman got shot on her leg in front of me. She was, I think, about 40, 42 years old. Everybody who were out, we had deep condolences and deep sorrows for the people of Iran that we have truly lost them in the Ukrainian airplane crash. This is what we cannot tolerate anymore, that they are shooting us, they're killing us, and they're still denying this part.
That view is not universal, though. Some Iranians, like Zainab Khasami-Tari, told me they don't like protesters politicizing the plane crash. Khasami-Tari is a professor at the University of Tehran, and she's sympathetic to Iran's government.
I think it was a very big tragedy for the families and also for many Iranians. I mean, they were ordinary human beings. Their lives matter a lot. I mean, every human being or individual's life is worthy. However, I would disagree with the lady, which actually we heard her clip, that, you know, first of all, when she generalizes this, that the people are all in the streets. So I'm actually teaching at the University of Tehran. It's like I'm not in the main campus. I'm a bit away. However, I didn't see, you know, these are like, there are demonstrations, but it's not as extensive as you have seen a few months ago, like a few weeks ago, which was economically motivated.
What was your own reaction when you heard that the plane had been shot down?
Actually, in the beginning, the timing was very curious. So I, you know, it took them 3 days to announce that they've shot this down by mistake. So it's not a very long time. I think the
mistake was... It was 3 days of denying it, and there were other intelligence and other countries were saying that it was pretty clear that it had come from Iran. So that 3 days is a long time.
Tell the public that we are actually having or conducting investigations, and we cannot actually... This total denial of what happened, you know, was actually what many people find, you know, something to be angry at.
And what are your feelings about that total denial for 3 days?
I think, like many other people, I think it was a very bad mistake. And I feel that this is like something that you have to respond to. That why actually it took them 3 days, and not 3 days, but why actually they denied this totally from the beginning.
Well, what's your opinion of the protests that began Saturday in response to the Iranian government's admission that the plane was shot down?
You know, it's a bit difficult. Like, you know, it is a humanitarian issue in a sense. It actually deals with people's feelings and sentiments. And then making it like a politicized, you know, movement makes it like a bit complicated to make comments on. I understand that people are angry. However, what I would actually do at this time is like, instead of going to streets, asking the government legally to respond, you know, or to take action against those who actually conducted mismanagement of this crisis, instead of going to streets, tearing down, you know.
Well,
you
I think know, in, I, in that clip we heard at the top of this interview, that person said that a woman had been shot in the leg at a protest.
Mm-hmm. So what I would actually say is that I think there should be a space and time given to these people to express their grief and their sentiments. However, it should not take a sort of violent direction.
Zainab Khasami-Tari is a professor at the University of Tehran. Thanks a lot for speaking with us.
Thank you for having me.